Hey, this is Steve Sumrall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 36.
My father, Dr. Lester Sumrall, spoke on a subject called, You Gotta Make Sure That You Can Make the Day. And any kind of subject matter, the Bible is relevant about every single thing. And he did not quit. Did he have opportunity to quit? Many times Lester Sumrall could have quit, but he refused to quit. And so he was on the march every single day, believing that the Bible is relevant, truth is relevant, and it is for today. And we're talking about the last few weeks, about that thing called discouragement, of how not to be discouraged and how to be encouraged in the Lord. Just everyday things that we need in our lives. And I'm going to share with you a scripture from the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 and 36. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 and 36. Where the Bible says, Cast not away your confidence. Whew. You ever thought about that? I bet you have. A lot of times we have confidence in people, it gets cast away. Confidence in markets, the stock market. You ever had your confidence broken by government, by a politician? Things that they promised to do, they were never even able to get that thing accomplished in their tenure. People, friends, family, promises that were made are broken. And here the Bible says, Cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense or reward, for you have need of patience. Oh, that's an old-fashioned term, I suppose, because nowadays people don't have any patience. You ever been a little bit of a slow up or at the light, and all of a sudden this guy's right on your bumper and honking the horn like crazy? I mean, it's a millisecond that the light had changed, and you don't even have enough time to get push into clutch, if you still have one of those, and get it into first gear and get going. I mean, automatically, boom, boom. And where do they go? They're going nowhere. They're going one or two blocks to zip around people. They almost cause traffic accidents, and there they go to go get a hamburger, a drink, or something else. Who knows what they're doing? But they have to get there now. And here the apostle said this, You have need of patience. Wow. That does relate to our Christian walk. Because sometimes you don't have to have patience for salvation. That's done. But sometimes we have to have patience for the people around us. Mm-hmm. Circumstances that we're in that we don't want to be. Okay. Patience sometimes for healing or answers to prayer when you think they should have been answered, but for some reason you think they're not. You have need of patience. The Bible tells us that through faith and patience, you will obtain the promise. Aha, there's a key. Through faith and patience, you will obtain the promises of God. Remember that God's timing is not your timing, and your timing is not God's timing. And so when you get it, you will then get it. When you understand, when you comprehend, when you have the faith of God operating inside of you, you don't worry about deadlines. You worry about the connection with God. And so he says this in that Hebrews 10 to 35 and 36, don't cast away your confidence. Then it says, you have need of patience, that after having done the will of God, you will receive the promise. Oh. Some people are discouraged because they are people pleasers. You better focus on something a little bit higher. Like being a God pleaser. Instead of saying, is my boss happy? Is my neighbor happy? Is my friends happy? You might want to ask the question, is God happy? is Jesus really happy about what I'm doing? And here that word tells us that no, you will receive the promise, but after you have done the will of God. What is the will of God? Go ye into the whole world and preach the gospel to every single creature. One of my father's friends and one of our friends, Dr. Oral Roberts, who's gone to be with the Lord sometime now, he coined a phrase at his university, ORU, that says, you go into every man's world and preach. What's that mean? Well, there's the plumbing world. There's the electrical world. There's the banking world. There's the political world. There is the accountant world. There's the lawyer's world. There's the housewife world. There are many kinds of worlds that we need to go into and preach the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so what is our duty? How can we do the will of the Heavenly Father? By doing His will. God is not willing that any should perish, but all come to everlasting life. That's the will of God. And sometimes He works on your thing called patience. Time. Time with Him is not lost time. I'm going to say that again. Time with Him is not lost time. No, you have made time for Him, made time for the Word of God, made time for prayer and praise, and then you got to make time not to be verbal and talk all the time, but you have to make time to hear the voice of God. Thanks for spending this time with me today on Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.